online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
Two men have been arrested and a man's been flown to a London hospital following a stabbing in Ramsgate. It's said to have happened in Harbour Parade in the early hours of this morning. We're told the victim has suffered a knife wound to the neck. The men, who are aged 28 and 32, are being held on suspicion of assault and remain in custody.
KMFM News.
The taxi app Uber has been declared unfit to hold an operating licence in London. The transport regulator says it won't be renewing its permit as it doesn't provide the high standards required of taxi drivers. Labour MP Wes Streeting says the decision is long overdue.
Many of the criticisms made of Uber are not new. I think it's right that Transport for London has put passengers' interests first, that it's shown that you're not too big to be taken on and that multinational companies can't just ride roughshod over the safety of the passengers in their vehicles.
Uber says it's planning to appeal the ruling. As you've been hearing in Travel with Andy, drivers are continuing to face delays on a part of the M25 in Kent following a serious crash involving two lorries. The HGVs collided on the anti-clockwise carriageway between the junctions for the M26 and Orpington just after six this morning. It's not yet known if anyone's been hurt. A BAFTA-nominated actor has appeared in court accused of taking a fake gun into a pub in Faversham. John McHenry was arrested following a disturbance at the Leading Light Wetherspoon on Preston Street in August. The 73-year-old, who hasn't got a permanent address, pleaded not guilty to possessing an imitation firearm. He'll stand trial in January.
This is KMFM.
Local authorities in England and Wales say urgent action is needed to improve youth prisons. A report from a watchdog in the summer found not a single centre that was looked at was safe to hold children and young people. Assaults have nearly doubled since 2011. Councillor Peter Fleming is from the Local Government Association. He says things need to change quickly.
He's saying that actually a serious incident is inevitable. If we were saying this about any other institution, there would be swift and direct action.
The Ministry of Justice says a new youth custody service will give the problem the priority it deserves. A 22-year-old man has been charged with dangerous driving after a pedestrian was left seriously injured following a crash in Chatham. A woman was taken to a London hospital after being hit by a car reported stolen in the High Street on Monday night. Jonathan Kalemba, who hasn't got a permanent address, is also accused of failing to stop after a crash. He's due to appear in court later. The Train Drivers Union says it's made significant progress in talks aimed at ending a long-running dispute with Southern Railway. Officials from Aslef have met with the company's owners to discuss the row over staffing and driver-only trains. The dispute has led to strikes over the past year, affecting services from Ashford and Tunbridge.
KMFM News.
An underground home in Kent known as the Hobbit House is up for a top construction award later. It's cost £240,000 and 14 months to build the eco-friendly property on the Isle of Sheppey. Owner Sev Pavlov says it's not been easy though.
It's been very challenging to make it conform to building regulations because we've had to adapt as we go along. It's very bespoke and every stage of the work has a challenge.
You can have a look around the house at kentonline.co.uk. It's up for prizes at the Build It magazine awards tonight. And some supermarkets have reduced fuel costs following recent price hikes. Asda and Sainsbury's has cut up to 2p per litre for unleaded and 1p for diesel. Morrison's has dropped prices of both by up to 2 pence per litre. Costs rose recently following Hurricane Harvey, which disrupted oil refining in Texas.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drain experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport, the sunshine, here's Molly.
Well, starting with cricket in the final day of Kent's penultimate game of the season has been abandoned. A wet outfield at Derbyshire meant not a single ball was able to be bowled at all over the last 4 days. Football, and after getting their first win of the season at the weekend, Gillingham travel to Rochdale tomorrow. The Jewels' victory over Charlton saw them jump 4 places off the bottom of the League One table to 20th, just a place above Saturday's opposition. Lone midfielder Sean Clare says they're looking to build on a good victory.
I think the boys have really stepped up and feel like we're doing well at the moment, getting results. Good draw away at Wimbledon with 11 men and fantastic win against Charlton. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Meantime, Diego Costa says he's happy to be returning to Atletico Madrid. The striker is going back to the Spanish side after the club's agreed a fee thought to be worth around £50 million. He won't be able to play until January. And in rugby, a 33-man squad has been picked for England's three-day training camp in Oxford. It's to help them prepare for November's internationals against Argentina, Australia and Samoa.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.